the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Business, Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you today about sales funnels, specifically about some of the mistakes that people are making. So let me give you an example. So I've just come off a coaching call just this morning, and we were talking about some of the stuff that we're doing in terms of placing images and articles and videos and podcasts online, and some of the mistakes that I see other people making when they're trying to emulate what we do. And we do it very successfully. And we do it so successfully, in fact, that over summer, for pretty much 8 weeks, we didn't do any work at all, and yet the leads kept on coming through. And so despite us like literally taking that time off, going to the beach, spending time with family, because it's summer, we did very little work, and yet the leads kept on coming through. So that's a sign of a healthy sales funnel. And some of the mistakes that I see that people make right now is that when they're making a sales funnel, so they're putting adverts on Facebook, for example, but that's exactly the problem. It's an advert. And so they might put something like, do you have a problem with this? This is what we do, buy my stuff. And it's that buy my stuff that's causing all the problems. And that's why you're not closing business. You've got to be far more subtle than that these days. In 1980s, that was fine. In the 1990s, that was fine. In the noughties, that was less fine. And today in 2016, it's totally not fine at all. Social media isn't like advertising in the newspapers. Now, it is if it's a sponsored advert. And even then, I would suggest that it's not. Because with a sponsored advert, at least people can see it's sponsored and therefore it's an advert. Okay, so at least people know what it is. But if you're trying to put out an image with like one of those motivational things on it, and then it says, come and buy my stuff, you're turning people off because people don't want to be sold to anymore. People want to make the decision that they're the ones that are actually deciding to purchase that product because they can see the benefits of that product or that that product solves a specific problem. So if you're saying, here's an advert, buy my stuff, it's awesome, you're turning people away. And in fact, what you should be doing is you should be a lot more subtle than that. So you should be putting up the image and then putting up the picture, for example. But instead of saying buy my stuff, it should say discover three ways in which to beat whatever this problem happens to be. Let's take a problem. Let's say backache, back pain. So discover these three methods that will reduce your back pain by 27% or 87% or whatever those numbers are. Or discover these three ways to reduce back pain overnight. That's brilliant. So what will happen in that situation is that people will actually click on that link. They'll click on the link because they want to find out what are these three reasons that will, or three ways that I can reduce my back pain. And they'll sit there and they'll sit and they'll read the article. And so what you've done is you've started to build more credibility simply by the fact that they're now reading your article on your website. They're not on Facebook. So you've taken them off Facebook, off Twitter, off LinkedIn, where there's so many other distractions, and then you've moved them onto your website. So this is why we do this. All our traffic is designed to send people back to our Facebook page. Our website. Everything from Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all our podcasts, all our videos, everything's designed to move people back to the website. Because when people are in the website, I can control that environment that they're in. So when they land on the webpage, what happens is they get a pop-up box that says, why not download our amazing podcasts? And so it gives people the opportunity to do that. It also, there's a section in the top right that allows people to like our page, our Facebook page, for example, that works well. And then below that, there's a picture they can click on for podcasts again. And then below that, there's a list of all the other articles. The idea being that they stay on the website and they click from one to another, and every click is a reinforcement of that credibility being built. So if they land on your website and then jump straight off, like less than 7 seconds, by the way, I think it's like 83% of traffic leaves your website within 7 seconds. So if you don't capture this within 7 seconds, you've lost them. And the worst thing is, I think it's like 90% of those people will never, ever come back. I mean, we do really well. When I look at our rates of people who return, like new visitors versus returning visitors, I think it's like 50% of our visitors are returning visitors. The reason for that is that we keep driving people back to the website. And like I say, when we're back on the website, we can control that environment and we can control the sale effectively. Now, still, people want to read this article. So this article, Three Ways of Beating Back Pain Overnight. That's not my niche, by the way, obviously. We help people generate more leads and generate more cash through their businesses. And we also then help, once people have generated more cash, we actually help them invest that spare cash into long-term wealth, which is property. They're the two things that we do. And we do it incredibly well. So the person who's landing on that page, for the example of the back pain, they still want those three things that are going to help them get a better night's sleep. So it's like, number one, stretch before bedtime. I'm making these up, by the way, so I don't know if these work. But as an example, number one, stretch before bedtime. Number two, make sure you've drunk plenty of water during the day. Number three, we have a product that will allow you to do this, this, and this, but only if you buy the product. So at least the product is then embedded into the website. And then you know what else you want? Maybe an article just below that, maybe a case study. So it would say something like, so take Mary Smith. Mary Smith had exactly the same problem. She did number one, which was stretching, number two, which was drinking water, and number three, which was taking this back supplement. And those three things in combination, she slept like a log from that point onwards. And then below it, you can have the picture of the supplement, for example, and then people can click on it if that's what they want to do. Or maybe they'll sign up for a podcast, how to either reduce back pain or have a better night's sleep, whichever niche you happen to be in, because there's two niches there, really, when we're thinking about it, because one is back pain and one is about sleeping better, right? So that's how you do it. You bring people back to your website and you immerse them in your culture on the website. So like a lot of stuff that we do is very lifestyle-y type stuff. We go paddleboarding or paddle surfing. We're out on the bikes. We go for a run. We play a lot of basketball at the outdoor court. We're having a coffee on the morning on the beachfront. A lot of people aspire to that sort of lifestyle. And so we use very similar images to that. Our videos are always shot by the beach or by the pool. So there's always sunshine or there's always a lifestyle-y type thing. And so we're immersing people into my environment because that's what people aspire to having. Not everybody, of course, but a lot of people. And in fact, interestingly, a lot of our listeners and video watchers are male. Between the ages of 34 and 55, about 50% of those people are male. Isn't that amazing? When we look at YouTube, so like, obviously, because I'm male and I'm slap bang in the middle of that statistic, I'm 44 as of now. So between the ages of 34 and 55, I'm right in the middle. And so actually the type of people that we attract is a lot of guys my age and like 10 years plus, 10 years younger. And so they're aspiring to have those sort of things. So we use that in our sales funnels. So let's just take a look and look at the top five things that you can do to improve your sales funnel. So the first thing that you need to be doing is obviously you've got to be starting to write some sort of articles, make podcasts, do videos. And I'll be honest with you, I see a lot of people doing this and they do it really wrong. They're not repurposing content, they're creating videos that don't do anything. And so there should be a proper framework about how you're creating those videos and how you're creating those podcasts. Videos, podcasts and articles are the three top ways in which we generate a lot of leads and we don't spend any money promoting those things. Those leads just come through. In fact, because I'm Northern and therefore tight. We don't like spending money. I mean, we have to from time to time, but we don't really want to spend money. We'd rather spend money on getting some pretty cool equipment like the DJI Osmo, the 4K camera that we've got. Maybe some better microphones like this Yeti microphone I'm recording this on, for example. Maybe a super fast laptop to do all the editing on. Or maybe a person to come and work with us full time to help us put all this stuff together. So, you know, we prefer to spend money on that than just advertising. But we still place Facebook ads. If we're running a webinar, we'll drive traffic to the webinar page. So step number one is you've got to start creating content. Content that people want to listen to and want to actually read. We just placed one out this morning and it got retweeted and someone put, this is a great article if you're employed and want to generate leads or if you're unemployed and want to make income. And the article was about a podcast that we did last year, like 12 months ago, about how to drop leaflets for no money. And literally you can create a leaflet dropping business off that. And so we created that as a podcast initially 12 months ago, and then we've recreated that as an article, which went out today and went onto social media. So the step number one is you've got to start creating some sort of content that people want to listen to, and that could be articles, it can be video, or it can be podcasting. So the next bit is, when you've created that stuff, you've got to create a good landing page. So the landing page has to have call to actions on it. It's got to be interesting, obviously. We insert graphics on there to break up the text and so on. But also we have a pop-up box And the pop-up box asks people for their email address if they want to listen to the podcast, and it's all completely free of charge. Sometimes we might have a podcast, have a pop-up box, and that will drive them to a webinar. And that's a pre-recorded webinar that they can click on. They can watch it at a time appropriate for them. The other thing that you want to do is you want to give an upsell. Like, why not come and sign up for one of our strategy sessions, for example? It's 45 minutes, just you and I on the phone, and we'll help strategize to work out exactly where you are now, work out where you want to get to, and help you find the steps that will get there. And so the next thing that you need then is a call to action. So you've got to have call to actions on everything that you do, because if, like the strategy session we've just been talking about is a call to action. Come and join us for a chat for 45 minutes. We'll find out where you are, find out what you want, and we'll help you work out what the steps are that will help you get there. Whatever that problem is that you're having in your business right now. So if I was to ask you, for example, what's your number one problem in your business right now? What's that problem? Is that a problem that you think I might be able to help? I'll pretty much guarantee that it's something that we can help with, by the way, because we've had so many clients who've had the same problem as you that we've helped. So why not fill in one of those strategy session forms? That's just a call to action. And it's not only a call to action. I do actually mean go do it. Go fill in the form. It's on the website. I'll give you the address. It's daniellatour.co.uk. Just type in my name on Google. You'll soon come and find us. The next bit, and really the final part of building a sales funnel. So like, there's two bits I want to talk about really. The first bit is, we've just been talking about free content. The second bit, and we talked a little bit about it, was about driving Facebook ads. You have to be driving some Facebook ads. Paid advertising, you'll get a better return on that than you will on the free stuff. But the free stuff's important too, because it builds credibility. But the final bit to the puzzle here is you've got to be really consistent. If you're stopping and starting, you know, you do 7 articles for the next 7 days, and then that's it for a month, and then you do 2 videos, and then nothing, and then for a month, and then like a podcast another month, well, you're not going to get anything. And so you've got to be really, really consistent. The way for you to build up your sales funnel is you've got to understand what are the steps that you want the potential client to go through. So what are the calls to action? What is the next step you want them to do? How do you get them to make you, how do you get them aware of you? What's the awareness that you have to create? Podcast videos and articles and images and so on. And then what are those next steps that you want them to take? How do they contact you? How do they determine whether your product or service can actually help them? So like when I ask that question, what's your biggest problem in your business right now? Like, why not drop me an email? Drop me an email, I'll hit you an email straight back. And ask me a question, ask me what, you know, tell me what the biggest problem in your business is right now, we could probably help you. Even better than that is going to the website and filling in form, and we can help you over the phone, even better. We won't just help you with that problem, we'll probably help you with a couple of other problems too. So you've got to be really consistent in your sales funnel. Most people haven't got this. They place an advert on Facebook, they try and sell straight off the advert. But if you listen to everything that we've done, we've created awareness, we've driven them back to the website, we've offered them an opportunity to download the podcast, and in return for that, we get an email address. They then go into our sales funnel, we send them follow-up emails, which consists of more podcasts, it consists of video, it consists of articles. Sometimes we'll add some forms in there or some special documentation in there that they can download. So it's always adding value, building credibility. Confirming expertise. And then at some point, people will just make the decision themselves in their own mind to go, right, enough's enough. I need help on this. Let's go speak to Dan and let's just go see what we can get to solve the problem, whatever it is that they've got right now. And do you know what? That's exactly what happens. And that happens whether I'm sat on a beach, flying in a plane, recording a podcast like this. These leads are coming through. As I check my email now, I can see another lead's come through. And we've been on a podcast in the last 13, 14 minutes. That lead didn't exist until 13, 14 minutes ago. And it comes in automatically. I don't have to keep on creating brand new stuff all the time, because the stuff we've already created was marketing assets, what we've talked about before. They're continually generating new leads. And that's what you want in your business. And that's how you create a sales funnel. All right. I hope that's useful for you. If you do want to have come and have a chat, go to the website at www.daniellatour.co.uk. Click the work with me button, go fill in the form, let's have a chat and let's get you online and see if we can help you. All right, my name's Dan Latour. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latour. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.